And can we just give a nod to when you receive a Blizzard, they dunk that thing upside down and then they hand it to you. And I just think that's magic.
It is magic.
Doesn't matter how old I get. It will always be magic to me.
Welcome to The Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying.
Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I said, Burr, it's cold in here. I said, there must be some ice cream in the atmosphere. I said, Burr.
This is the most millennial start to a podcast. If you can name what movie that's from,
you win.
You win some ice cream that you'd have to buy yourself because we can't buy it for you.
I'm coming in with heavy energy because we have something to announce today.
We do. We're starting this episode different than we probably ever have.
Yep.
And that we have a bit of a State of the Union here at the Snack Show.
We do. And I'm masking my real feelings with this
song. We timed this so that we could eat ice cream afterwards.
Yes, exactly.
You
so
go,
we have decided the Snack Show has been maybe the gift of our last 2 years of living.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed
kind of the thing we didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't know to dream.
It came out of nowhere. We said, sure, we'll try it. And then y'all showed up and created this amazing community that we absolutely love. With that being said, Jamie and I are a two-woman circus. Two and a half, I guess, with Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Three with our editor.
Yeah.
Four with Jenna.
We're two gals and some part-timers.
Exactly. And it's just gotten to a point where we need to take a little break from the Snack Show.
So today is December 8th.
Yes.
Next Friday, December 15th, will be the very last episode of the Snack Show.
We hate saying it.
Also, can we just
we
know
hate saying
that
it.
That's the first time we've ever been in sync and it's as we're ending.
Oh, wow.
What a way to go out.
Oh, what a way.
It doesn't mean forever.
Sure.
But zero episodes in the near future.
Right.
So
again, Jamie and I have absolutely loved this. There is not any big reason why it's ending except logistically.
Our lives are just really busy and it's just really hard. And
yes.
Sometimes you have to be an adult and say, I can't do everything.
Yes.
And this is what we're taking a break on for now.
It's true. We're hoping we're going out on top like any good series.
You know what? I've been told you want to leave people wanting more.
Right.
And we may or may not be doing that, but
we're hoping we are.
We're hoping we are. And this has been the most fun. So today's episode, in order to feel our feelings, is ice cream snacks. Why are you laughing at me?
Because it's Dairy Queen.
Well, but it is. It's Dairy Queen, but it's ice cream.
We're nodding to the queen, and we're saying it's time to eat our feelings.
We're just two queens and a Dairy Queen.
It's true. If you have any questions regarding the Snack Show ending, please let us know. Visit us on Instagram. Send us an email, snacks@... thatsoundsfunnetwork.com. I believe it's the email. I've never actually shared our email, but here we are. And just let us know. And here, before we start, I'm sorry, I'm still in my feelings.
No, yeah, keep
sharing
going.
This news.
I wanted to move on quickly because I think feelings are terrible.
I know,
yeah, let's,
I know.
Let's sit in them.
We're
let's, sitting
let's
them
do for
it.
A minute.
Let's
we're going to sit great. A little longer.
Okay.
Honestly, I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of this show. Literally, the show doesn't happen without people tuning in every week. And because you guys do that, we have been able to do this for 2 years.
I know.
Which is a long time.
And we were just two random girls. So the fact that any of you listen and are fans is just the kindest and best thing that could ever happen to us.
Yes, it's true. And the good news is at the Snack Show Instagram is still going to live on.
Correct.
At the Snack Show Pod, if you're not following us already, go follow us because we still will be posting
I got memes
things.
Forever. So.
We got memes forever from Jamie. We're still going to be snacking, so we'll share some videos of new snacks that come out. We just won't be in the podcast form. So make sure to stick with us on Instagram. Okay. I think that's all we needed to say. We love you guys so much.
Yeah,
let's eat our feelings with some Dairy Queen, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, Jamie, first quiz question.
Yes.
When did Dairy Queen start?
Oh.
Don't be peeking at my computer.
I didn't, and I honestly did zero history research this week.
Yep, yep.
I'm going to guess 1971.
Ooh! She's younger than you thought. I mean, she's older than you thought.
Okay.
You thought she was a youngin.
1947.
Ooh, closer.
Okay. Is she older or younger?
Older.
1939.
And she's 1 year younger.
Wow. I was like, which direction do I go? She's 1 year younger than 19. So 1940?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a World War II baby.
She is. The first Dairy Queen opens in 1940 in what state?
Oh, gosh. Can you give me a general part of the United?
The Midwest is the best.
Kansas.
No.
Missouri?
Nope. Think closer to me.
Wisconsin.
Nope.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Great. Got it. This is turning into the most boring podcast where Jamie lists all 50 states.
This has turned to a can you name all Midwest states? Okay, 1940, the first Dairy Queen opens in Joliet, Illinois. Okay,
that's Southern Illinois, I believe. No?
I have no idea. But okay. Joliet, thank you for bringing us a Dairy Queen. There's a whole timeline of what comes out. But first, we see some Malton Shakes come out, we see some Banana Splits. 15 years later, the Dilly Bar debuts, which we'll talk more about later.
Oh, yes.
1971, we get some Peanut Buster Parfait debuted.
I had 1971 as my first guess, and maybe that's because it was my heart butter. Was on the Peanut Buster
yep.
Parfait.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
The Blizzard comes out in what year, do you think?
1988.
Oh, she was so close. 3 years older.
1984?
Five.
Oh, yeah, 88 to 85. Yeah, yeah. That's 3 years. Yeah. I was hoping 84 because that's the year I was born.
I know.
Well, me and the blizzard, same, same. What a dream.
What a dream. Okay, enough history, but that's how old the queen is, which when I was doing research, way older than I thought. I was thinking 70s too.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been around for a minute.
Is there any research as to when they started serving food?
So it was a restaurant, so it began with food.
And then ice cream.
And then ice cream.
Wow, I would have assumed it was the other way around because who goes to Dairy Queen for anything but ice cream?
Yeah, it's true. But we have some other options to talk about.
We do.
Of ice cream. So let's just dive right in, Jamie.
Okay.
What do you got to say about Dairy Queen?
Well, I did want to just make a nod to the Peanut Buster Parfait.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the size of that thing. How it's skinny and tall, but then it kind of like curves out at the end.
Sure.
So it's like a little bit like a sundae on top.
Yeah.
But then you have like extra ice cream at the bottom.
Will you explain to listeners who might not have had one, aka Fallon, what is a Peanut Buster Parfait?
Okay. So it is a, it's DQ soft serve ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And
vanilla.
Vanilla, yes.
Okay.
And there is, I'm making sure. Yeah, there's hot fudge.
Okay.
And then there's peanuts.
Oh, that's it.
Actual peanuts.
Uh-huh.
But the cup is, it's like a tall, like a large soda size, like height wise.
Yep.
And it's skinny at the bottom and then kind of curves out at the top. So it looks
sure.
at the top like a little tiny sundae cup.
Yep.
And then a cup at the
yes.
bottom. One of my favorite off menu things to get is the Peanut Buster Parfait, but with marshmallow cream.
Ooh, is that like whipped cream?
It's kind of like marshmallow fluff, but it doesn't get like hard with the ice cream. Like it stays soft.
Okay.
So it's hot
is
fudge.
Is it layered in it?
No, it's hot fudge consistency. And so instead of the hot fudge, so it's vanilla, marshmallow, and peanuts as your flavor palette.
Sounds right up your alley.
It is right in the smack dab center of my heart. Taste buds.
I love
and
that.
Heart. And
okay,
heart.
Great, great, great. Okay, let me share my favorite. This is going back to the early 2000s in high school. If you found Fallon at a Dairy Queen, she was getting a mocha mulatte. Did you ever do mulattes?
No, I was, ooh, this is this is a traitorous thing to say, but I was a cappuccino blast girl from Baskin Robbins.
Whoa. We should have done a versus episode.
Oh, we should have.
Okay, back to me though. Mulattes. Let me explain them to you.
Okay.
They're kind of like how do you explain it, honestly? They're like they're not an iced coffee, but they're like, okay, here it is. Think frozen margarita.
Yeah.
But it's chocolate coffee flavor.
They're kind of like a frosty.
Kind of, but more icy.
Okay.
So this is the winning part of a mocha mulatte, is they have little icy bits that you can like crunch on.
It's soft serve and ice mixed together, garnished with whipped topping and chocolatey drizzle.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
But they're exactly all caffeinated, so that's...
They are all caffeinated. So this is my caffeinated years before my brain went crazy and said no more. But y'all, they were literally my favorite DQ treat in high school. Got it all the time.
Mm.
My absolute favorite. And they still have them today, and I haven't had one in years, but now that I'm saying it out loud and I'm feeling pretty feely about some things we just talked about, I'm going to DQ this weekend to get one.
You really should. Mm-hmm. You really should. The other goat for me, we're going to get to Blizzards. Let's not discount that Blizzards are there. Let's just assume that like that's what most people know. So let's give some alternative options.
Yeah.
There was probably 8 to 9 of my birthdays. My birthday's at the end of January. Mm-hmm. It is cold. It is dark. This isn't like a summer ice cream birthday.
Yep.
I had a DQ ice cream cake for my birthday.
Of course you did.
That cookie crumble with fudge in between the ice cream layers.
It is so good.
If someone could just give me a whole vat of that, I would eat it.
Mm-hmm. I also, this is funny, I also would have a DQ ice cream cake for my birthday because it was a summer birthday.
That's what I'm saying. Most people assume if your birthday's in June, July, August, ice cream cake. Not January. Mm-hmm. But what a girl wants, what a girl gets.
Exactly.
And that ice cream cookie crumble with fudge and frosting couldn't be beat.
Now, I don't know if this one has what I'm about to mention, so let me know. But my favorite DQ ice cream cake was when it had little mini ice cream cones on top.
Oh yeah,
remember those?
I don't know.
Pick them up, and they were little like this Barbie size.
Yes, yeah. I don't know that I ever got that, but I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Yeah, DQ ice cream cake. If you're looking for an ice cream cake, do not go anywhere else but the Queen.
Yeah, drive straight to DQ.
Yep.
Oh. And they'll customize it and put your little name on it. Mm-hmm. Oof, what a dream.
Okay, next on my list before we hit up Blizzards, the chocolate dipped classic cone.
Oh, yeah.
You just take a vanilla ice cream soft serve, dip it in some hot chocolate syrup, lift it up, it dries, it turns hard, delicioso.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Similar to, I'll just say it now, the Dilly Bar, which they're known for. So same kind of idea, vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate, it hardens. The Dilly Bar obviously is on a stick, so it's portable.
What's the difference between the, stick instead of cone?
Yeah,
I see.
Stick instead of cup or cone. But yeah, love a Dilly Bar. Kind of like your, what other company does that? It's, so a Dilly Bar I think is round, correct?
I'm looking. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So you can buy them in the stores.
You really can. Oh, what's
that? They have
that?
A Buster Bar. It's basically a peanut butter parfait and a Dilly Bar married and had a baby, and it was called Buster Bar.
Okay. We found something new. It's called a Buster Bar. You guys got it.
But, it's in a box. Like, you could buy it in your frozen section.
Yep. Good. Just good classic. You got a little bit of chocolate, got a little bit of vanilla. It's perfect. Love it.
It's a little like a drumstick.
That's what I was saying.
Is that what you were trying to get
to?
That's
what I was thinking, but without the peanuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, but very similar. Yeah, very similar. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, well, I'm headed into a blizzard. Are you?
Okay, great. I'm blizzard ready.
It's winter time. Let us walk into a blizzard.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one for me, Heath Bar.
I'm surprised, but tell us more.
It is literally just vanilla ice cream, but Heath. And I don't know why, because normally, like, hard... Or candies that turn hard when they're cold. Like, my friend growing up loved bubblegum ice cream, and I was like, I don't understand it.
Sure.
But there was something about that, those little chunks of Heath. Ooh, they are so good. Mm. Also, Heath bars are not like everywhere has an Oreo milkshake, or everywhere has other kinds of ones, but, or like chocolate chip cookie dough. Heath feels a little exclusive to Dairy Queen to me.
Now, to be honest, I don't know if I know quite what Heath is.
A Heath toffee? Bar, yes, is toffee with chocolate on top.
Okay.
And in the Ben and Jerry's world, my favorite ice cream is coffee Heath toffee crunch. So it's basically coffee ice cream and Heath bar.
Got it.
And so the Blizzard is vanilla ice cream and Heath bar.
Got it. Okay. Love it. The next Blizzard I'm going to share is seasonal, so it's currently not on the menu, and I've actually never had it, but your liking has inspired the suggestion, and Hodges, this is his absolute favorite Blizzard when he used to eat ice cream. S'mores.
Oh my gosh, it's on my list. I love it so much.
S'mores.
Anything s'mores, yes. Always and forever.
He says it's the best thing he's ever eaten. Would you say the same?
Oh, wow. Big claim, Hodges.
Yes.
It's in the top 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's high praise. We snack a lot.
Yeah, we do. There's a few, like, I like the s'more, some of the other s'mores ice creams a little bit better. But yeah, it's okay. Great.
So we're getting a little bit of graham cracker in there. Uh-huh. We're getting some chocolate syrup or chocolate chunks.
I think it's chocolate chunks and then the marshmallow cream, which is what I put on my altered peanut buster.
Yep.
Oof, okay. Love a s'mores.
So I think it comes around during
the summer,
which is interesting.
No, the fall. Okay. It's like the pumpkin pie, the s'mores.
Yep.
My next one is also seasonal, and it was summer, which is why I said summer.
Yep.
The frosted animal cookie.
Ooh, I missed that one.
Oh my gosh, I remember summer of 2020 when none of us were doing much.
Uh-huh.
There's a Dairy Queen 15 minutes from my house that had a drive through.
Sure.
And I would go and get little minis, and I would get the frosted animal cookie. I'd get like one of my like staples. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I also tried the cotton candy.
Yeah.
Cotton candy was a little much for me. But sure. It's the frosted animal cookies that you get in the grocery store, the pink and white ones.
Uh-huh.
And little chunks of that in your Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And can we just give a nod to when you receive a Blizzard, they dunk that thing upside down and then they hand it to you. And I just think that's magic.
It is magic.
Doesn't matter how old I get. It will always be magic to me.
I had a friend. I had actually multiple friends in high school work at a Dairy Queen.
Oh.
Shout out to Allie and Sarah. Yeah, two of my best friends from high school. And
do you get free ice cream?
You know, I can't remember.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Wow. So clearly it wasn't that pivotal if you don't
they
remember.
They worked at the new Dairy Queen, and the one I went to for some reason was over in the other town near my grandma, because when I went to go visit her, I would like stop by. But anyways, I think Sarah told me, it's been many years, but I think this is true. For some reason, I think this fact is tucked away here. She said that if you didn't do this, you'd get your Blizzard for free.
100% is true. Because I have those Hawkeyes on them, and if they don't dunk that thing, I'm like, nope, not getting my credit card.
So what happens? They hand you the ice cream, you quit grabbing it, say free, and you run away.
And you just peel out as fast as you can.
Because I feel like as the worker there, you would feel maybe embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shoot, I forgot.
Either way,
to
I got
to
get those $4 back.
I'm going to test it one day. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I'm still waiting for that lottery ticket.
You got to kind of distract them. You got to be like, when they're bringing it out to you, maybe be like, oh my gosh, I have to tell you a joke. Are you ready? And they're so distracted that they just like hand you the ice cream. And then you're like, gotcha.
Oh my gosh.
We should try it.
That is sneaky, but I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
Your turn.
My turn. Let's talk about seasonal right now Blizzards that you can get. The one I'm most excited about, I haven't tried it yet, but as I'm letting you know, when I get my Moo Latte, I will be also getting this Blizzard this weekend. The Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough Blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
You had me at cookie dough, and then you raised it when you said Snickerdoodle, and I cannot wait.
We have different seasonal choices in our heart.
I know what you're going to say.
I know that you know what I'm going to say, but I think that's great for you to get the Snickerdoodle.
I know, and what will
one.
You be getting? The Candy cane.
Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Peppermint? Oh, can't wait.
What's in that one? Just pieces of peppermint?
I think so. I've never actually had it. I just saw it on the list for seasonal when I was looking through. It is the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard.
Fa-la-la
flavor.
It's even better than you thought.
Oh,
chocolate and peppermint.
Oh, chocolate chunks and peppermint pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ugh. How that's so chunky with pieces, even when they mix it up, is just beyond me. Again, it's magic.
Okay, I'm just noticing this.
Yes.
The cup says Blizzard on it.
But it says it upside down.
But it's upside down, so when you flip it, it's right side up.
It is.
That's a little Easter egg for you, just like Tay-Tay. Okay, next on my list, seasonal frosted sugar cookie, you guys.
Oh, I want to try that one. That one's on my
frosted
list, too.
Frosted sugar cookie, I'm telling you, it is. Oh, combining soft sugar cookie pieces, sweet icing, and festive sprinkles.
Oof, love a sprinkle.
You guys.
Mm, so good.
This is really, really good. The thing I appreciate about Blizzards is they give you a variety of sizing. They give you the small. They give you the medium. They give you the large. But if you just need a little bit, they give you the mini.
Have I ever gone and gotten two or three minis because I can't decide on which flavor I want?
Which is what they want you to
maybe,
do.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe I have.
That is what they want you to do.
And maybe you should try it too.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any more Blizzards on your list?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Give us more.
Okay, so our friend Annie F. Downs, her favorite is to get the chocolate-covered strawberry, add Oreo.
Oh.
So it's strawberry ice cream with chocolate and then Oreo pieces.
Strawberry and chocolate.
Chocolate-covered strawberry or add Oreo.
Okay.
And some goats that we didn't mention, which feels shocking. We're 20 minutes into an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Reese's?
Of course. I mean, that was... I just
want to make sure we've said it. Mm-hmm. Reese's, Oreo, and chocolate chip cookie dough. Just some like real basics available any time of the year. You know what I want to try is Oreo and Reese's.
100%.
That feels like the thing to do.
100%.
Also, Fallon, yeah. I found a secret menu. We love a secret menu. And do you know what I found that I think you're going to lose your mind over? I'm pulling it away from you.
Should we play some good and gross from the secret menu?
I think they're all good. We could play, but it doesn't feel fair.
Okay, fair.
But mostly I need to tell you, well, first of all, there's one that you're not going to love called the Samoa Blizzard.
Yeah, that's gross.com.
Uh-huh. It's a mix of buttery shortbread, caramel, toasted coconut, and dark chocolate. I am 100% in.
Mofo you.
But what Fallon's going to, oh, and there's a banana cream pie.
Well, that's a fun one.
It was apparently used to be on the menu, but it no longer is. It's vanilla soft serve, sliced banana, pie pieces or vanilla wafers, and whipped cream.
So are you saying you can go to them and say it and
I
see
think
if they'll
so.
Do it for you?
Yeah, I guess it's all things they have.
Okay.
I would like to present to you the Puppy Chow Blizzard.
No.
Midwesterners unite. This is you, Val.
Yes, come together.
It says it is
Chex.
Rice Chex cereal doused in peanut butter and melted chocolate.
Yes.
And that's what, and then coated in powdered sugar. But the Blizzard version is vanilla soft serve,
got it,
graham pieces, fudge, and peanut butter.
I'm so in so fast. I'm going to go this weekend. Join me if you will.
Okay, great.
And let's try it.
Okay.
Let's try to say, hey, I'll take the Puppy Chow Blizzard and see if they go blank in the eyes or if they're like, yep, coming right up.
The other one that I saw is called a Sneaky Ninja.
Okay.
It was an employee-made secret shake. It's vanilla soft serve with cake crush from the ice cream cake, fudge, marshmallow cream, and then apparently it gets to be one mystery ingredient of the DQ member's choice, the something sneaky. Does every store know about this? I have no idea.
We're going to test it.
I think that sounds so fun.
We're going to test it.
So fun.
Okay, great.
So I'll send this link to you and you can include it with a bunch of different, sneaky different ones you can try to order.
Great. So yeah, visit our show notes. This link will be there. And if you guys go to a Dairy Queen and you try to order off the sneaky menu, let us know because we want to know if it works. Also, if you work for a Dairy Queen, slide into those DMs ASAP. We have more questions for you that we will answer on Instagram.
I have a lot of questions and some requests for gift cards.
Oh.
Free gift cards.
That.
Free gift
love
cards.
That so much.
Thank you. Is there a Dairy Queen Black card? And could I have it available?
Nice. Okay. Are you done with the ice cream? Because I'm ready to talk other foods.
Yeah, let's do
it. Okay. So as you may or may not know, DQ is not only for ice cream, it's the grill and the chill, y'all. So we're talking
grill and chill.
It's true. It's
so
what it's
good.
Called.
I know. I just think it's so great.
So first and foremost, they got burgers. Okay, guys, they got the Backyard Bacon Ranch, which sounds so good.
I just realized we didn't talk about why we decided to do Dairy Queen today.
No, we did.
We did
to eat our feelings.
Yeah, but National Ice Cream Day.
Right.
Before we adjourn from ice cream, I need everyone to know. Today is December 8th.
Yep.
Friday.
Yep.
The next Wednesday, December 13th, is National Ice Cream Day. And so we're just getting ahead of this.
Yes. We want you
so
prepared.
So that you're ready.
Yes.
And can put on your cowl, block for ice cream.
Yes.
And head on and get yourself some ice cream.
It's true.
From Dairy Queen or not. But that's just, I needed everyone to say that. Mm-hmm. Or hear that.
Yep.
Hear
yep.
me
yep.
say that. Let's continue on those burgers.
Okay, Backyard Bacon Ranch. Did you hear?
I did.
Y'all, this has an onion ring on it. I repeat, this has an onion ring on it.
I'm looking at how big it is, and that
is
a...
it's a double stacker.
It is.
It has bacon. It has onion rings. It has cheese. It has meat. It has barbecue sauce and ranch, y'all. This is a big deal.
I think it is, too. The one I saw that you're not going to be interested in is okay. the flamethrower.
Tell us more.
It is a double stack of burger, mm-hmm. and then it's topped with fiery DQ flamethrower sauce, melted pepper jack, jalapeno bacon, and tomato and lettuce.
That is all you, sister, but I'm rooting you on. It sounds really good.
Also, you can buy it as a triple, and I just, that is...
How would you even...
I don't know.
Get your mouth around that.
Yeah, I don't know. That feels not sure.
Let's move to the chicken baskets.
Okay.
Y'all, you can get the chicken, like shrimp basket, you know, just plain chicken, french fries. They give you some toast. They give you some dipping sauce. Or you can level it up. Honey barbecue, sauced and tossed. That is up my alley.
It is. It is. What's up my alley is the chili cheese hot dog.
Sure.
That you can get on the menu as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's not a lot of places you can just drive through to get yourself a chili cheese dog these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a hot dog aficionado.
How did you pass by the pretzel sticks with zesty queso option?
Was it
the zesty queso that threw you off?
No, I'm interested in trying, but I'm pretty loyal to my Aunt Anne.
I know, but this is a soft pretzel stick. You can hold it in one hand.
It is. Yeah. It looks like a breadstick from Olive Garden, but it's pretzel.
With salt on it. And then it comes with not even just a queso dipping sauce, but a warm, zesty queso.
What happens if you receive it and it's not warm? Do you get it for free?
Ooh, that's a good idea. I mean, challenge them on it. Why not? And of course, they have French fries. We mentioned onion rings. They got soft drinks. So you could really make a whole meal out of this.
You could.
Y'all.
And Dairy Queen is owned by or is the same company as Orange Julius.
You stole my news.
Oh, wow.
I was so excited when I read that because I was obsessed with Orange Julius when I went to the mall in high school.
Me too. I used to get the half pina colada and half strawberry banana. And that thing tasted like a tropical vacation.
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
There's still an Orange Julius at the Opry Mills Mall here in Nashville.
There is,
and it's not far from a shoe store, so if I ever sometimes need to go into the shoe store, I just run on over and get myself an Orange Julius.
I
like it is
that.
1999.
Orange Julius. Yeah, I had no idea that they were owned by the same company, the same IDQ Corporation. But they are. And
they
I just
are.
Had no idea.
You could get... Okay, so if you don't know what an Orange Julius is, it's
tell them.
It's not a smoothie. It's thinner, but they're all fruit flavored.
Yep.
But it's like the consistency of a smoothie, but thinner.
Yeah. Yep. It's been a minute, but yes, I'm tracking.
It's thicker than water and less thick than smoothie.
Wow.
I can't think of anything else that has quite the consistency of it. But it is delicious,
it's
and
really
I'm pretty
good.
Sure there's no nutritional value in those fruits. It's just a
sugar
bomb.
Yep, sugar.
But it is delicious. And if you went to a mall in the 1990s, you definitely saw an Orange Julius with your eyeballs.
Definitely. So you're saying this weekend we are going to a Dairy Queen, and then we're also going to hit up the mall and hit up an Orange Julius.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I got my plan set for Sunday.
I love that.
That's
my my food prep for the weekend.
I love it so much. Okay, I think that's all I had on my list. What about you?
I'm looking. I think that's
we
it.
We covered a lot.
We did.
The one thing we didn't cover that they also have, they have salads. So if you are interested in balancing out your ice cream and onion ring intake, get a salad.
There's never a world where iceberg lettuce and a milkshake are going in my mouth at the same time.
Why not?
I don't know. I just can't do it. It's a separation of church and state.
Wow. Well, for those that like salads, there is a crispy chicken option.
I think we should do a poll on Instagram.
Okay.
Have you eaten food from Dairy Queen or have you only had ice cream?
There is no way, I'm saying this right now, there is no way someone has visited Dairy Queen and has gotten food but not gotten ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I meant more, do you get both? I don't think I've ever gotten food from Dairy Queen is okay. What I'm saying.
If there is someone out there that has gotten food and
their favorite
not
burger
ice cream,
place, but they don't have ice cream,
this will be the wildest thing I've ever heard. Slide into our DMs. Don't make it up. Be honest.
Yeah.
Hand on a Bible. Let us know.
Yeah. But I think that's a good poll for us
that
to
do. That
is
a good poll. Are you a grill? Are you a chill? Or are you a grill and chill? And if you're a grill only, gosh. I don't believe it. I love it. Okay.
Are you a grill or are you a chill? Oh, my
hey,
gosh.
I'm a grill and a chill.
Yeah, I'm just a chill.
You're just a chill.
I'm just icy. Like my heart.
No. No. Okay. Y'all, that's Dairy Queen.
If you've
bowing
never had
queen.
Dairy Queen, thank you for sticking around. Please change your life and fix that immediately.
Yes. I wonder if there's any places in the U.S. that there's not a convenient Dairy Queen.
Ooh, great question. I wonder if they've got a map of all their locations.
Look that up.
Oh, you have to put in a zip code. Uh-oh. We'll do some research.
Yeah.
But
let us know if you're not within arm's reach to a DQ, because that would be sad.
That feels like a hard...
Or if you've never visited one, let us know.
Yeah, it's a hard knocks life.
It is. Okay, y'all, we're ready to talk about our
snack of the week.
We're dancing to cover up our feelings. We have one more episode. Why are we so sad?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, Jamie, what is your snack of the week?
Oh, my snack of the week, I cannot get enough of. And
tell me, is it from Norway?
No.
I thought you were going to come in. Jamie, newsflash, she just came back from Norway. I thought she was going to come in hot with a snack of the week from Norway.
No, actually. I couldn't actually bring back any snacks because I only took a backpack on my trip. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a lot of space for international snacks. I ate hot dogs. I love Scandinavian countries because they love a hot dog.
Sure.
I think... honestly, the best thing I ate in Norway was I was at the Christmas market in Oslo, uh-huh. and I got a gyro.
Ooh, yum.
And do you know what they put into the gyro? French fries.
No.
As they rolled it up, there were some French fries in there,
and it
was so good.
I love it.
Okay, or gyro, as the Americans say.
Yeah, yikes. Okay, back to your snack of the week.
Okay, my snack of the week is from our favorite boutique, Target. Mm-hmm. The brand Good & Gather.
Yep.
Heard of it.
Love it.
They have something called wild berry fruit strips. And it's basically fruit leather, but it has zero, it's all like fruit for the coloring. Like uh-huh. it's pretty good on the ingredient list. They're so good, I can't stop eating them.
Were you inspired by our fruit episode when we talked about this?
No, I just found some in the cupboard here at the office, and then I decided I needed to buy some for my trip.
I'm pretty sure we talked about them.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Well, the wild berry fruit strips.
They're really good.
It can't get enough, my snack of the week because it's mostly mm-hmm. what my body is made up of right now.
Which, if you haven't listened to the episode, we'll link it in the show notes, but I'm pretty sure in our fruit episode, we do talk about it.
Wow. Apparently, I blacked out during a healthy food episode.
As you do. Okay, next on my list of the snack of the weeks.
Or weird. just your snack of the week.
Oh, sorry. Oh. If you're watching on video, I just almost knocked over the table. Are you ready for this?
I am
a cook.
Wow.
I'm a cook. Call me a chef.
Where's your hat?
I forgot it at home, but I should wear it.
Okay.
And it should say, chef of the best homemade bread in the world.
You have become a pioneer woman and you're making your own bread?
I am using my flour, I'm using my salt, I'm using my water, and I'm using my yeast. And I'm making homemade bread.
What decided to get you on that journey?
So this year,
3 years after everybody else did it.
Well, this is not sourdough. So it's a little different.
You did not make any bread in the pandemic. Is that correct?
I did not.
Okay,
not even once.
I made a lot of banana bread.
Okay, yeah, I didn't even make one. But I was hosting Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, let's get a little fancy. Let's try to make some homemade bread for the fam. My friend Jill, shout out Jillian. She's Italian, just like me. She said, I have the easiest bread recipe for you. Literally those four ingredients I mentioned in the oven, and you have perfectly homemade
How
bread.
Long do you have to like let it rise and do all
okay,
the things?
This is what you do. I'm telling you, it is so easy. You put together those four ingredients. You mix it up a little bit. It should be very sticky. You let it sit for 3 hours to rise. Just let it sit. Let it be. Put a little tea towel over it. Just let it sit. Then you pat it with some flour. Y'all, you don't even have to knead this bread. You literally just pat it with flour. That's it. Put it in a cast iron pot if you have one. Put it in a cold oven. Set it for 450. Let it heat up for 30 minutes. Then you uncovered. Make sure the pot's covered. Uncover it for 20 to 30 more minutes to finish baking. Pull it out. You got the best bread you've ever had.
Wow.
Add some butter. It's delectable.
Yeah.
So okay.
Rolling and kneading is really where I get, and the amount of time that I want bread in 4 days, so I need to start now.
No, that's what really
gets me out of the journey.
You can literally have this in one day.
This feels like you make it in the afternoon. It's ready by dinner.
Exactly. I made 2 loaves. Loved it so much. It was a fan favorite. So good. So homemade bread. There you go. My snack of the week.
Fallon is apparently leaving the snack show to start her own cooking show is the rumor I'm starting.
Bread of the week. And you just make homemade bread every week. Okay, we have one more snack of the week to listen to, y'all. It is our listener snack of the week. Hey, listener, what's your snack of the week?
Hi, Jamie and Fallon. My name is Keely, calling in to tell you my snack of the week and also just to say I love your show so much. I look forward to Fridays every week, and I'm a fellow snacker for sure. My snack of the week is from Aldi, the Simply Nature brand, and it's their broccoli bites. Think like chicken nuggets, but instead they're filled with broccoli, potatoes, and onions. They're shaped like little dinosaurs and teddy bears and stars. I originally bought them for my 16-month-old son, thinking he would just love them, and he did not, so they became my snack. And they are just delicious. So his loss is my gain. And I love to pop them in the oven and make sure they're nice and crispy. Oh, they're just delicious. So that is my snack of the week. Thanks for all you do and informing us on all things snacks.
I love it.
Broccoli
bites. I'm looking at it right now.
That may have given me the thing I need to overcome about Aldi. Aldi just feels like an overwhelming experience for me, but those sound delicious.
They sound really good. And I love that she's like, my kids don't like them, so I'll just have them.
Uh-huh.
Great.
And they're shaped like dinosaurs.
They really are. They're gluten-free. There's only 9 ingredients. They're very healthy looking.
You know what that would pair well with?
What?
Ranch.
Want to make this healthy snack unhealthy? Ranch.
Everything's better dipped in something else.
Actually, that sounds really good. Ranch for sure. Oh, thank you so much for calling in. That was a great,
that was
great,
a great,
great
snack,
of
the week. And you just said such nice stuff.
I know. I'm regretting our decision.
Life is hard.
Honestly, if I didn't have a job, this could be my job and I would love it so much.
It's true.
I just got a job that I love.
Yeah.
Okay. With all that being said, do not miss next week's episode, y'all. We're doing superlatives. We're talking about our favorite episodes of
the end of the school year, and so we've got to work through all of our faves.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our favorites, our least favorites, the most fun, the tastiest. We're going to dream up some good superlatives.
We are. We're going out with a bang.
We are. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week as we celebrate the snack show. And
I'll eat more snacks before then.
Eat them all.